Dad. Good morning. How are you?
Wait, did I oversleep? What time is it?
That's about 8:30.
I should be waking you up now. What's going on?
Well, I got up on my own this morning. I decided on making you breakfast.
What?
Yeah,
That's very sweet, man.
And it's just about ready.
Great. And what's that? Are you packing the lunch for later?
No, that would be for breakfast.
Well, I appreciate it, but it's just that my appetite for bologna is not, hasn't really peaked at this hour of the day,
Yeah, Dad, this isn't a restaurant, okay? You can't just come in here and order a meal, all right? You want me to cut off the crust for you?
No, I don't.
Okay, then I won't.
Well, it's not so much...
Just sit down, Dad, and then,
Yeah.
And I'll serve it up.
You got the coffee brewing?
You know I do.
I'll take a cup of Joe, because...
I love the Joe myself.
I didn't hear you come in last night. You must have come in very late.
I was in a little bit late, yeah.
You
want the paper?
Yeah, but do me a favor, if you're going to be out late, please give me a ring.
I will.
Just a little... What is that? What are you showing me?
Yeah, have a look-see.
Holy. Hold on a second.
Huh?
Check, please. Ben?
Yeah?
That's my boy.
Oh, thanks. I'm in the paper today.
What does it say here?
Take a read.
Bystander Benjamin Katz.
Mm-hmm.
That's my boy.
That's me, yeah.
According to bystander Benjamin Katz,
yeah.
No more than 3 shots and possibly as few as none?
That's correct.
Were fired.
That's me. That's what I said. That's why there are quotes around it. I'm quoted in the paper.
Benjamin Katz.
Read slowly.
Like old Benjamin Katz.
Mm-hmm. I witnessed a crime last night.
Jesus.
Dad.
And you... Are they going to subpoena you as a witness?
I don't know yet. I didn't find out. I just talked to the reporters and a couple of other people I talked to. And
and you gave them your name, the reporter, huh?
Yeah. Well, then she asked.
Uh-huh.
She asked for it.
No, because very often witnesses will choose to remain anonymous.
Well, is that true?
Yeah.
Oh.
Don't get me wrong, I'm proud of you for coming forth.
Well, I felt I had to, Dad. I mean, there was nobody else there coming forward except the other witnesses.
Huh.
Dr. Katz's office?
Hi, this is Stephen Wright. I'm going to be a little bit late because I keep getting distracted by the stuff out here.
And I'll be there in a few minutes. Thanks. Hi, this is for you. Just kidding. I have an 11:30 appointment. I'm 380 seconds late. I don't know if you want to notify him or just tell him, but I'm here and I'm ready. I'll just sit over here. I don't know if you know this or not, but I consider you my best friend. You may be looking at it a different way, but I'm just going to wait over here.
Are you on any kind of medication now, or have you taken any medication?
I've taken Robitussin. I got a little bit addicted to it. I would try to get sore throats on purpose and stuff. I don't know if I like the taste or if it actually made me a little bit high or... Sprouts aren't medication.
No, sprouts are not at all medication.
I love sprouts.
Yeah. How many cups of coffee have you had today?
This is my third.
Your third.
I usually have between 3 and 12. And now I'm on my third, and I'm getting a little bit wired up now. Is that why you asked me?
No, because I remember you were telling me last week that you would have sometimes 4 or 5 cups of coffee before your first cup of coffee.
I start counting the coffees at 9:30, so if I drink a coffee before that, it doesn't count.
Now, are you able to sleep all right?
I haven't slept straight through in about 15 years. I sleep in shifts. I sleep for an hour, wake up, sleep for an hour and a half, wake up. It's almost like I'm on watch. I'm on watch, like in the World War II movies where one guy would sleep and the other guy would, they'd go back and forth. Except there's only one guy and there's nothing out there.
If I characterized you as being hyper-vigilant about your surroundings, does that describe you, do you think?
I don't know what that means.
I'm not sure myself. I'm just working from a text here. but you have all the symptoms of one of those guys. Do you experience a shortness of breath?
No.
Well, do you have palpitations?
No.
Do you have intrusive thoughts?
Impossible.
Thoughts that intrude on your ability to function?
Oh, yes, but they're created by me. They're not brought in from the outside. I misinterpreted the question.
All of your thoughts are created by you.
Yep.
That's the nature of thoughts.
Look, how abstract are you going to get in here? I mean...
Blue?
What is your point?
All I'm saying is if you have intrusive thoughts, it's a mechanism of self-sabotage. It's your own mind interfering with your ability to enjoy life.
I guess I have them. I'll admit it.
Told you. Can I ask you this, Stephen? Is there a history of depression in your family?
Yeah.
How far back does it go?
Years. My grandparents were from Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't think my family ever adjusted to the time change.
Hey, Laura, how are you?
Okay, how are you?
Good. I took a walk over here. I'm a little bit sweaty.
Great. Why are you here?
Well, I was, taking a walk, and then I came up. Did you, you didn't happen to get the today's paper?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Did you look in the Metro crime section?
Yeah, I think so.
Really?
I read the whole paper, I think.
Yeah, did you notice that I was quoted? Because I was a witness to a crime last night. And
really?
Yeah. They quoted me, you know. They took a quote from me because I was an eyewitness to
That's dangerous, you know.
To a crime.
Your name was printed in the paper. I mean, whoever...
Well, I mean, it was a dangerous scene, but I didn't...
No, I mean, they know your name now.
Who does?
The criminals.
No, the criminals can't read.
I see. Well, then I guess you're safe.
I am a bystander, Laura. You're looking at a bystander right here.
I could have told you that.
I want to ask you...
Yeah.
First of all, if you're afraid of heights...
I used to be.
You got over it?
Yeah, I just... realized that there was other directions, and why focus on one? And then I became completely relaxed.
And what about your fear of the clock? You think you can trace that back to when you were a kid? Is that right?
Because at night, when I was a boy, sometimes I'd be down eating my lunch at midnight, and my mother would come out and she'd say, "Oh no, no, lunch is the other 12."
What's up, man?
Well, I just, I'm a little bit... I read the article over and over.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good. I said a lot of good things. I think I was right on most of the stuff I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But I got a little uncomfortable with the name again. I mean, I hate to come back to the name thing, but Ben... It just doesn't read well.
And I'm thinking that if I'm going to go on to maybe be in another article someday, or maybe shoot over to TV, because I know the media is all connected, that Ben is just, it's kind of boring. Like,
well, you know what?
You know, I'm thinking something like maybe that skews a little younger.
A little more media friendly, maybe, like Zeus. Cats.
I happen to disagree with you.
Zeus.
I like the name Ben, and I also don't think that you need to think of this as so much of a career as more. It's
well,
really more
is,
of a one shot deal.
What really bugs?
But I'll play along. You want another name? Let's find you another name.
How about
Ben the Overreactor Cats?
Yeah.
How about Ben making a mountain out of a molehill?
Well, I don't want a nickname. I want a real name. I want a replacement. I don't want those middle things. I don't like Ben the something. I want.
How about this is a one-shot deal? It'll never happen.
You're doing
again.
It again.
To live, cats.
So you think they weren't really up for the task of parenting 5 kids?
They should have been put in jail. My parents, really. They have 5 kids, 1 bathroom in this house. That's against the law. It should be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was sick. My mother would say, "Why don't you use the bathroom at school?" Because I live here!
Mm.
There's 20 toilets in that school, and you're going here. Why don't you go outside? Because we live in the 20th century!
Those are the right answers.
My sister constantly in that bathroom. She would never leave. Never leave the room.
Uh-huh.
We're all lined up outside the door waiting to get in. She'd come out of that bathroom wrapped in towels. All you could see were her eyes. She'd come running out of the bathroom at like 60 miles an hour screaming, "Don't look at me! We're not looking at you, we gotta pee!"
Let this stuff out, you know, just cleanse yourself.
I used to have to go on vacation with these people every year. Five kids packed in a car, windows rolled up, pretending we had air conditioning. And they would never point out anything historical along these vacation trips, you know.
Yeah.
They would point out weird-looking people along the way. My mother would be going, "Kids, look at that one over there. Look at him, look at him, look at him. Look at the size of the head on that man." Oh, God, it was torture.
I'm sure it hurts. I'm sure it still hurts.
And we would never get to our destination, because my father was always pulling over to the side of the road to pick up junk.
Hmm.
He'd go, "Look at that, huh? How could people be so wasteful? Throwing away perfectly good lawn furniture. Daddy, I don't think they're throwing it out. Their drinks are still on the table. They're throwing it out. Get out of the car and get it. And get that barbecue set while you're at it. Ah! Put on the oven mitts before you grab that thing. Dump out the hot coals before you put it in the trunk. Give me that hot dog. Get with it!"
All right, Kevin, that's good. Now, why don't you try and catch your breath? Have a sip of water.
Oh, my father, he loves to barbecue because he was a fireman for 30 years and he knows how to control the flames. Oh, he'd have all his firemen buddies over. They'd dig a big trench around the house, fill it up with logs and gasoline, and light it on fire. Big flames. Big, 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 huge flames. Birds would fall from the sky fully cooked. My dad would just brush them with barbecue sauce. "Here you go, kids." "No, Daddy. I don't want to eat the birds that fall from the sky."
Do you want to talk to the young people?
Oh, I'd like to. Yeah, I'd like to go around to a couple of schools.
Hey, Ben, I think you
Dad,
need to look
you know,
at this.
Once the media sets their sights on you, there's no turning back. Okay, you either hide out or you get on board and enjoy the ride, baby.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about you, baby.
Wait, Ben. What?
Watch
wait,
out.
Slow down. What exactly are you talking about?
I'm saying, Dad, that it's lonely at the top, so if you want to ride my gravy train, you better hop on now.
Why do you think this is the top?
Well, you know,
I mean, you can be lonely for any number of reasons.
What are you trying to say?
I'm saying you're a lonely guy.
You're right, I am.
So
don't rub it in.
Don't blame it on being at the top. You're not really at the top of anything, Ben. You're just a, you know.
Dad, did you read the paper today?
I read the paper
okay,
today.
Okay, I'm at the top.
You had a little moment in the sun, but that's
Dad, were you
that
ever,
was today's paper. What about tomorrow's paper?
That's why I could be in that, too. I could witness another crime tonight. But were you ever in the paper?
I was... No, I guess I was not in the paper.
Okay, see?
But...
Well, then you should just be proud and not criticize.
I'm not criticizing, but maybe...
You know, I go out there, Dad,
I don't want you to get your heart broken again.
Well, I just go out there and I do a good thing, and then you bash. You bash it like it was... insignificant.
Well, remember when you fell onto the subway tracks?
Yeah.
And you thought, this is as good as it gets, I'm going to do this every day because people were pampering you and
are you interested in forming a neighborhood watch with me?
No.
Hmm?
I think we already have a neighborhood watch going, Ben. It's called Mrs. Lieberman, apartment 3B.
Do you think I have a swimmer's body or a diver's body?
I bet you have a really amazing cannonball.
You know what's really weird?
What?
About me?
What's
I have it? Leg hair, but I don't have chest hair.
That is something
yeah.
I did not want to know.
Mm-hmm.
This guy is insane. I should have never came in here. I'm going to take a penny out of my pocket and just throw it at him and see if he even knows I'm in here.
Ow. Okay.
I fell off the ceiling or something. I wasn't paying attention. Guy is nuts.
Stephen, how has your appetite been lately? Be eating properly, you think?
It's confusing because I made this rule up when I was a little kid that I would never eat on an empty stomach. So that's thrown it off.
Guy calls his wife from the office.
Yeah.
Maid answers the phone. Stop me if you've heard this.
I haven't heard it.
And he says, can I talk to my wife?
Okay.
The maid says he can't because she's upstairs in the bedroom with her boyfriend. And he gets crazy. He says, look, there's a shotgun in the hall closet. I want you to go upstairs. I want you to kill both of them. He holds on. He hears two shots. The maid gets back on the phone. She says, what do you want me to do with the bodies? He says, dump them in the pool. She says, what pool? He says, is this 635-2791? Where did I lose you?
I don't know. I don't know where you lost me.
Don't you realize how funny that is? This guy authorized this woman.
Yeah.
To kill strangers.
Right.
He called the wrong number.
Yeah.
That joke is funny on so many levels, in so many ways.
Yeah.
You got to stop explaining the joke. If you do that, it's life's not worth living.
It's over. This is over.
What do you mean?
I can't go on.
Jeez, I'm surprised to hear you say that, Ben.
No, I mean it. Look what's happened.
That phone call this morning.
The phone call this morning, and then the worry about the phone call, and then the times I called back.
It's out of control.
Yeah. I might have pressed too hard, but I mean, it's ridiculous, and I can't deal with this kind of pressure right now, and I'm certainly not going to go to court because that will be a media circus.
Well,
and the thing is, I didn't really see the crime.
What do you mean you didn't really see the crime? You're an eyewitness.
Right. Well, that's where the media kind of took it and ran.
Which part of that is not true?
The part about witnessing was a little bit.
Wait a second, Ben. Hold on. Stop.
Well, I mean, it wasn't.
What exactly did you see? If you didn't see the crime?
Well, I saw part of the group of people who were...
That congregated after the...
Yeah, well, I saw them, and I...
So you really...
I heard the yelling.
So did you lie to the press?
Well, it's not as much as I lied, as that they printed the lie.
You said something to them, and they took it out of context, and they...
Sort of, I mean,
They heard what they wanted to hear.
I don't want to blame it on them, but I do. Because they did a bad thing. They printed a lie. They didn't know I was lying, but...
Well, you should not have told them a lie.
Well, it wasn't really a lie as much as it was in the heat of the moment, and I had to say something.
I have to tell you, I'm a little disappointed in you.
When a woman comes up to you with a notebook and asks you questions, you better have something good to say.
And that's the part that disappoints me.
Well, no, but just the part
Look,
about
I'm
witnessing.
Trying to let you off the hook here, but I think that you need to
Well, Dad, I mean...
Damn it, Ben, I hate to say this. You have to go to your room. This is a little awkward at your age, but I don't know what else to do. I don't know
Will you come up?
I'll be there in a minute, but first I want you to spend some quiet time by yourself.
All right.
And just think about what you did.
You know, don't hate me, Dad.
I don't hate you, Ben. I'm a little disappointed.
I know it. I mean, you could hate me. Even if you didn't before, you can hate me now.
Come on, Ben. I don't like to hear you talk this way.
Well, you know, I'm going to skip dessert. That's all there is
to it. You already had dessert, Ben.
Well, okay, I'll have some.
Does it feel like it was a good experience when you think about it? Or was it a tough time for you?
The beginning of the school year was always good for me. You know, I would say, this is going to be the year. I'm really going to buckle down, crack down on the work. And then I'd be in my room, working at my neat desk, and I would be reading, studying.
Mm-hmm.
And my father would go, you're not reading. He'd come in the room, you're not reading nothing, are you? And I am reading. I'm reading. You're not reading. I am reading. And the thing was, he was right. I wasn't reading. I was just, like, looking at the...
How did he know that?
I don't know.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? I need another coffee. I'm so wired. No one knows, though. I'm sweating internally. Just just gonna act like nothing's wrong. Imagine that. That's what I'm thinking. I'm in the waiting room with a psychiatrist, and I'm thinking, act like nothing's wrong. I'm totally insane. 10 more seconds of her not looking at me, and I'm gonna just throw that desk right out the window, just to see if she looks up. 8, 7. No, new plan. Just sit here.
Do you feel like you have a special mission?
I didn't until you just asked me that.
So
I'm wondering what it is, and I'm wondering if you're involved. And I'm wondering if it's very violent.
Let's come back to that. Do you feel like the TV or the computer can control your thoughts? We'll come back to that one too, okay? Look, hey, I've done some things in my life I'm not proud of, you know. What are you trying to say? Once in a while, I will not. I don't always recycle the cans. You know,
oh, Dad!
I said it, and I'm glad. And I feel I feel a weight lifted from my chest.
Really? It feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but recycling's so easy. You really should.
I'm gonna. But okay. I just had to tell you. I haven't always in my past.
Well, you know, I'm glad you told me anyway, Dad. Yeah. I mean. Because I've done some things in the past that I...
Well, we all do things we're ashamed of.
Yeah, I mean, once or twice, I've flushed dirty socks down the toilet.
That's bad. You didn't take a dump in the hamper, did you? Tell me that was not you.